Welcome to this edition of the Money with Mike podcast. On today's episode, we'll be hearing from my fellow SUNY Oswego students about how student debt has affected them and what they're doing about it. But first, I'll be discussing a handful of ways to help pay off student debt. Let's listen in and see how I did.
Student loan debt. Those three words send shivers down the spines of students and parents alike. Whether students choose to acknowledge its existence or not, for a majority of them, it is coming. And everyone can agree, it is not something they look forward to. As a matter of fact, it is mentioned at the beginning of a Bankrate.com article that as of 2016, the average student loan debt reached $37,172. And that was a 6.05% increase from the year before. Now, there are a handful of options to work your way around student debt. So let's go ahead and take a look at what some of those are. Number one, treat the loan like a mortgage. This can be done by simply making larger payments to cut out the principal more quickly. For example, if one has a $25,000 student loan with a 6.8% interest rate and a 10-year payback period, they would be making at least $288 a month payments. Experts make the hypothetical suggestion of paying $700. This would take someone just over 3 years to repay the loan. Experts also suggest adding payments and sending in checks every other week instead of just once a month. Number two, create a 3 to 5 year plan. Experts highly suggest using this method as it will give a sense of comfort knowing exactly how long it will take to pay back the loan. Number three, set aside money specifically for the purpose of paying off your debt. Having a portion of earnings automatically put in a savings account is effective because it's forced. Doing this will enable one to have money set aside that can grow as opposed to being spent on eating out or online shopping. It is important to mention that if one decides to set aside money to repay a loan, they need to open a new account as opposed to using the one they already have. This way, they are less likely to use that money on something other than paying off debt. Number four, get a part-time job while in school. By having a job, one can then put aside a certain amount of their paycheck for the purpose of paying off debt. As was mentioned previously, to go about this successfully, it's important to make a plan and put together a budget. Getting a head start and already having money ready to pay off debt before graduation will no doubt feel better than not. Number five, avoid the usual traps. Now we all have those instant gratification temptations we contemplate foregoing our financial goals to indulge in. For most, this could be by far the toughest action on this list to take. It is important to have a big sit down with yourself and decide what you need money for, what you could cut back on. Discipline is crucial. And when it comes to debt, students know it's a guaranteed pain in the neck. Therefore, the best way for dealing with debt is just by sacrificing now and getting the nonsense done and over with as quickly as possible.
Now, when it came to speaking with students about how often they think about their debt, there happened to be someone with no worries at all.
None. I'm actually pretty lucky. I have a trust fund set up by me for my grandmother.
For other students, it's a thought that rarely ever crosses their minds.
Ooh. I would say not too often. Maybe that's not as much as I should.
I think about it once in a while.
Students did, however, seem to recognize the importance of working and saving up for paying off debt in the future.
I've started to. I put every couple, if I get like $20, I'll put it in my savings account and then make sure I have money once I get out of college and pay off the debt.
When I work over summer and winter breaks, I take out 20% of my paycheck and I put that towards saving up to pay my debts.
If there was one thought students did all have in common, it was the worry over how possible debt would affect their future.
Yeah, I'm worried about, like, the experiences that I might miss out on because, like, I'm always constantly working to, like, pay all my bills, so I don't have time to go travel or even take time off to go somewhere.
I mean, yeah, it kind of concerns me a little bit just because I'm still, once I graduate, I'll still be young. I'll want to you know, experience life a little bit. I want to travel, but also I understand that I can't travel because I got to get a job. I got to get my foot in the door and stuff like that. So I think it's going to be a little, try to find that balance between the two things.
I do think about that a little bit, but I know my mom went to a private four-year school and she didn't have too much of a problem with the job she has now, so I'm not too concerned.
That'll do it for this episode of Money with Mike. Now, any student worried about paying off debt may want to check out SoFi.com. SoFi is a personal finance company that offers a number of services, but specializes in student loan refinancing. Also, be sure to follow the Oswegonian and Oswegonian Opinion Twitter accounts, as well as checking out the website for more Money with Mike content. Thank you.